House Republicans raised $140 million in 2021, obliterating fundraising records. By Jacob Bliss on January 13, 2022. The House Republicans campaign arm, the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, announced a total of $140 million in last year's off-year fundraising haul, obliterating their previous off-year record. The NRCC's announcement touted the ability to fundraise and beat off-year records, as this is the committee's best off-year fundraising total ever, noting they were not able to raise $140 million last cycle until May of the election year. The NRCC chairman Tom Emmer, RMN, said that voters are ready to put an end to Democrat policies that have led to skyrocketing crime, rising prices, and open borders. The year-end total was a 65% increase from its 2019 total and included $17.9 million from December alone, which is more than double the $8.1 million the NRCC raised in December 2019. Last year's fundraising efforts to achieve a sizable war cast for the midterms left the committee with an astonishing $78.2 million cash on hand coming into the election year, which is a 146% increase from the 2019 cycle. Emmer also thanked the Republican leadership for transferring money to the committee along with the thousands of donors. This record-breaking haul would not have been possible without leader Kevin McCarthy, Whip Steve Scalise, Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, our Republican Conference, the Republican National Committee, and the hundreds of thousands of generous donors who are ready to fire Nancy Pelosi once and for all. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, also transferred $25.3 million to NRCC's campaign efforts from his $72.4 million year-end total. Additionally, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, RLA, transferred $12.4 million to the NRCC from his $28.1 million year-end total. Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, has also transferred $1.4 million, and the Republican National Committee, RNC, transferred $10 million to the committee. Last November, during an appearance on Sirius XM's Breitbart News Saturday, Emmer said his message to Democrats is to either retire or lose in the upcoming election. A vote for a Republican next fall is to get this crime wave under control. And this defund the police nonsense the Democrats now stand for. To put that to bed once and for all, Emmer explained as part of the many reasons to vote for a Republican over a Democrat. Then last, a vote for a Republican is about competent leadership. About making sure that our government is run the way we expect it to be run. Not this complete incompetence that we've seen from this administration and the socialist Democrats currently running Congress, he added. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.